He's part of the Borscht Belt, a Goy insider, right at home with business cronies at the Republican Jewish Coalition. Why else would Trump get such a Yiddishy reception? For no Goy gets called a mensch with chutzpah unless he's cozy with the Jews.
It is my honor to introduce the front runner for the Republican presidential nomination, a captain of industry, investor, author, public personality, a mensch with a lot of chutzpah, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump.
That kiss stamps the kosher seal, and Trump runs with it.
You just like me because my daughter happens to be Jewish. Right? She has a great husband, Jared.
Jared Kushner, heir to the mega billion Kushner real estate dynasty, which buys lots of influence in New Jersey politics. And Trump's already influenced up. He's been knee-deep in Jews since childhood.
I grew up in Brooklyn, Queens, and Israel was always very paramount in our mind.
The elite neighborhood, Jamaica Estates, in Queens. If it wasn't talking Jewish business, it was talking Jewish politics.
It's an honor to be with you, and you know, I've devoted so much time over my life to Israel. And the other politicians, they can talk, but believe me, they haven't done what I've done. I've received many, many awards. I was the Grand Marshal. I was the Grand Marshal of the Israeli Day Parade at a very dangerous time when people said, don't do it, don't do it.
Of course he did it. You don't become a Manhattan real estate mogul unless you play ball with the Jews. Rubio's playing ball too.
Consider the European Union's recent approval of a new trade rule that requires special labeling of products produced in what the EU now considers Israeli-occupied territories. The EU is singling out only Israel. Let's take a step back and realize what this means. Discriminatory laws that apply only to Jews are now being written into European law for the first time in more than half a century. I believe we need a president who is not afraid to call this out for what it is. This is anti-Semitism.
No way. Discriminatory laws regulated Jews living inside European countries. That's far different than international trade laws which regulate precise labeling of where goods are produced. And by the way, pretty boy, occupied Palestinian territories has been the UN designation since 1949. And you say the EU created this out of thin air?
Today, anti-Semitism hides behind the label of anti-Israel. We need a president that will call it that. And I will be that president.
Yeah, the president for Jews only, not Americans. Anti-Semitism is good for the Jews to silence criticism of Israel's crimes. And Rubio will be holding the gag. All roads to the White House lead through Tel Aviv. And I thought Trump wants to make America great.
Hillary Clinton, is she a friend of Israel?
Whether she is or not, she doesn't have the strength or the energy to help Israel. I'm telling you, she doesn't. Israel needs more than just our support. They need strength. They need real power behind them.
How about another 200 nukes, Trump? How about more tanks and bombs to wipe out the Palestinians and grow a greater Israel that reaches all the way to D.C.? Trump wants to make America great again. But all we'll get is the criminal state of Israel.